During his inaugural address yesterday, Superintendent Evers touted his education agenda, which includes the implementation of the Common Core state standards in math and English language arts and new assessments for teachers and students. But he was also critical of the newly signed budget, which expands taxpayer-funded vouchers statewide and gives parents a tax deduction for tuition at private schools. Evers called the budget ideological and partisan, and he says the voucher expansion signed into law will escalate battles over funding for public schools.
The divisiveness does not help our kids or our state. Now, all sides of this debate spend an enormous amount of time and money obsessing about which system is better instead of obsessing about let's improve the lives of all children regardless of the system.
But despite Evers' position on the new legislation, the Department of Public Instruction will have to implement that expansion and administer the lottery to select 500 students for the next year and 1,000 after that. Evers says that will not happen without some hiccups.
We're dealing with schools all across the state that have never been involved in the Choice program. We have parents that, you know, have kind of heard about this through newspaper accounts and so on. We just need to get out the facts to people and make sure that they have the information they need to make the decisions about joining the program.
Evers says he still remains committed to finding common ground with legislators. And despite the budget battles, he says he's optimistic about the future of public education in this state. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.